It's a medical breakthrough. Doctors are prescribing something new to help prevent cancer and improve survival rates. But you don't get it filled at the pharmacy. The answer is as close as your local supermarket. That's right. Research has shown that a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, beans, whole grains, and other high-fiber vegetarian foods protects against cancer and can even help survival rates. Side effects of a vegetarian diet include increased energy, lower cholesterol levels, and better overall health. And with the right recipes, a high-fiber vegetarian diet can be a delicious way to help shed those unwanted pounds. So, stock up today. For a free nutrition booklet filled with delicious cancer-fighting recipes, visit cancerproject.org or call 866-906-WELL. That's 866-906-WELL. This message brought to you by the Cancer Project, committed to preventing cancer and improving survival.
And this is WMFO in Medford. Stay tuned for some unscheduled radio. Hey, you shut up. Where'd you come from? That wasn't supposed to be in there. This is WMFO in Medford. Let's be clear about that. And that was Ray D.O. by the Android Sisters. And I'm Chuck, and this is Unscheduled Radio. And indeed, that's very unscheduled. So we're going to just entertain you for an hour. And we hope you'll be entertained. Here's something brand new by Amanda Palmer. And who's the guy she's working with on this? Jarek Bischoft? She's still missing David Bowie. And so are we all. So this is what she had to say about that.
Do you remember a guy that's been in such an early song? I've heard a rumor from ground control. Oh no, don't say it's true. They got a message from the action man. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. I've loved all I've needed, love. So details follow him. The shrieking of nothing is killing, just pictures of Jap girls in synthesis. And I ain't got no money and I ain't got no hair, but I'm hoping to kick with the planet it's glowing. Ashes to ashen, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a chunky, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time low. Time and again I tell myself I'll stay clean tonight, but the little green wheels are following me. Oh no, not again. I'm stuck with a valuable friend. I'm happy, hope you're happy too. One flash of light, but no smoking pistol. I've never done good things, I've never done bad things. I never did anything out of the blue. Ooh. Want an axe to break the ice, wanna come down right now. Ashes to ashes, funk to funky. We know Major Tom's a chunky, strung out in heaven's high, hitting an all-time.
You just put that needle in what is known as my flip side. I won't be able to sit down for a week.
Well, I'm a format collector. I used to buy vinyl, now it's digitally. Just a format collector. I buy the same damn music perpetually. 45 was a gateway, moved up to LPs, 8-track, cassette, CD, and MP3s. I'm a format collector, buying everything they sell me. Well, I got started back in 63. My first Beatle record was a fine LP. It was a much shorter version. Capitol Records done lied to me. I had to get the import by the same tune twice. A Parlophone record at a higher price. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. I built a record collection. Each and every Beatle copy I could find demanded cash and attention.
I kept on spending but was always behind. I had stereo, mono, reel to reel LP. Every compilation, every damn Let It Be. I was just a format collector, burning through the do-re-mi. I thought I was dumb back in 91, past masters in hand. A compact disc changed all of this. Yet another format to collect again. I'm just a dumbass consumer, thinking it was over with the anthology. And now it's iTunes, thumb drives, even the cloud. Perpetual expenses make me twist and shout. I'm just a format collector, forking out the do-re-mi. Translucent 78s of the White Album, numbered and hand-pressed by Japanese schoolgirls in a Brooklyn store window. Oh man, sign me up. A gold DVD of outtakes of George Martin in the mixing suite farting in time to Eleanor Rigby and Quadrophonic. Oh man, how much? Honey, where's Grandma's wedding ring?
Is this stuff on the level, or are you just making it up as you go along?
Yeah. ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. If you'd like to linger where it's shady, ukulele lady linger too. If you kiss a ukulele lady, will you promise ever to be true? And she see another ukulele lady fall around with you. Maybe she'll sigh, and maybe she'll cry. Maybe she'll find somebody else by and by and by to sing to when it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky wack is woo-hoo. If you like a ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you. Find somebody else by and by to sing to when it's cool and shady, where the tricky wicky wacky is woo-hoo. If you like the ukulele lady, ukulele lady like you.
It'll be in the movie. kisses sweetly. They were meant to enchant. Uh-huh. Now, when I ask you to open up completely, you scream it's my fault that you can. Yeah, well, it's fine for you to cast aspersions. You know the plot, I'm still waiting for the movie version.
Movie version, until the movie version comes out. Hey, the Oscars are tomorrow night. Hashtag Oscars so white. Well, I did have to say that. But that was Pretentious Fools. They're a local band. Pretentious Fools, and they are, they're playing at Johnny D's tomorrow afternoon, as a matter of fact. Johnny D's is in the throes of its last weeks of shows. And Pretentious Fools are playing at a 4 o'clock gig there tomorrow. So if you haven't had a chance to go down and bid you adieu to Johnny D's, might be a show to catch, but there's a couple more weeks left to do something down there, and you should catch their final acts, because it was a great club that we had here for many years. Pretentious Fools, movie version from their 2015 CD, In the River. Before that, Peter Sellers and the Tempest 7 by request with Ukulele Lady. The new single from Animal Collective, Florida, actually came out in December of last year, so how long do you still call it new? It's not 3 months yet, so I think it's still new. Semi-Chuck did Format Collective from the eponymously entitled vinyl EP of 2014, one of the Belinda productions. We'll be hearing from Belinda in about 36 minutes from now, with Bubbles in the Think Tank. And Ashes to Ashes, a David Bowie cover by Amanda Palmer and Jarek Bishcroft, a brand new CD EP called Strung Out in Heaven. And the Android Sisters started the show off with ADO, but I think I told you that already. Behind me right now is Lord Sitar with a thing called Please Don't Be Long. It's a Beatle cover, but I've been talking over it, so it's probably hard to notice that. Unusual 60s cover of a 60s tune. Shout out to Jocelyn, who's down in D.C. She's a good friend of ours in California. She's at a medical conference in D.C., and she's listening online. So she let me know she's doing that. So shout out to her. Another California friend actually sent in a request when I told her I was doing the show, and it's going to have a silly side to it. She asked me to channel Dr. Demento's energy. So I was doing some searching on the web for Dr. Demento-related material, and I found this gem by a group called The Firm. What's it called, Dee? Yeah, you got the computer there. What's it called?
Wait, I gotta find it. I was doing something else. Hang on.
You were doing something else. It's coming up next.
I think it's called The Firm.
No, The Firm is the band. I said that already.
Oh, Star Trekking.
It's called Star Trekking. Well, why don't we hear that now here at WMFO in Medford? Make sure I got my WMs together. And that's coming up your way right now.
Captain Jack, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow, starboard bow, there's Klingons on the starboard bow. worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. It's worse than that. He's dead, Jim. Dead, Jim. Dead.
Yeah, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it.
Why is he climbing a mountain? To hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain would hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain would hug the mountain. That mountain, that mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. Tough young guys, sinewy bodies in their fingers and teeny toes. Challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love. There is a passionate affair going on between Kirk and the mountain. Kirk is on the mountain. Now, in order to create that illusion, sucking some of the most sensational men who not only climb, are voracious, fleeting, and elusive, and peripheral, and that's putting me on the mountain. Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Why is he climbing a mountain? Captain Kirk is climbing a mountain. Hold it, please. Hug the mountain. Envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. To envelop that mountain. Hug the mountain. That mountain. That mountain. He wants to make love to the mountain. And the climb is going where no man has gone before. Where no man has gone before. Challenge the rock, challenging death. Why do I climb the mountain? Because I'm in love.
No shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweater, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no bed, ain't got no mind, ain't got no mother, ain't got no culture, ain't got no friends, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no love. Got my hair, got my head, got my brains, got my ears, got my eyes, got my nose, got my mouth, I got my smile. I got my tongue, got my chin, got my neck, got my boobs, got my heart, got my soul, got my back, I got my sex. I got my arms, got my hands, got my fingers, got my legs, got my feet, got my toes, got my liver, got my blood, I've got life.
Something in my heart told me I must steal. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight, in love forever. It turned out so right for strangers in the
Life's like that, isn't it? Only the other day I was walking in the West End and suddenly I was set upon by hordes of fans and admirers who wanted to touch my clothes. So I took sanctuary in a nearby cinema. Normally, of course, I don't go in, but that day I saw something that really moved me. I'd like to share this wonderful experience with you. It was The Sound of Music.
and isn't gay, someone who will give a damn, not another way.
fortune cookie, fortune cookie, fortune cookie, tell me what you see. Fortune cookie, fortune cookie, please.
Stand by, Senator. Remember, on this record, we're trying to answer Senator McKinley's hit record. And, George, you have a word here?
All right, Senator, this one's for the Democrats, so let's really hear it.
All right, I think I'm about as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, stand by. This is Wild Thing, take 72. Senator?
Wild Thing. You make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild Thing. Wild Thing, I think I love you. But I want to know for sure. Come on and hold me tight. I love you, yes. How's that, guys? Is that about
it? Pretty close, Senator. A little less stuttering, please. All right.
A little more of a liberal interpretation, Senator. Can you do that? And watch the pronunciation of the word heart.
Wild Thing.
That's perfect, Senator. Lay it on him now.
You make my heart sing.
It's really coming along, Senator.
You make everything groovy. Yes. Wild Thing. All right, Teddy on the ocarina. Let's go. Tempo, Teddy, tempo.
Senator, we're going to have to get these kids out of the studio.
Sorry, Ethel, you want to... The kids are stepping on the musicians, Ethel. Get them out of the recording studio now, I think. Yes. Eunice, a little more tempo there, please.
Senator, do you feel comfortable now?
I certainly do,
okay,
yes.
Just stand by. We're coming up to you now.
A Wild Thing. I think you move me.
That's beautiful, Senator. The kids will love it.
But I want to know for sure.
That's it. Bear down.
Come on and hold me tight.
A little more Boston soul, Senator.
You move me, yes.
All right, Senator, now let's get a big finish here now.
All right.
When you get the group going.
Family now.
Yes, when you get them, okay. Get them going.
All right.
Here comes the good stuff, Senator, so really get into it. And just think of the words. Here it comes. Stand by. Ready?
Oh, come on, Wild Thing.
Not so ruthless, Senator.
You make my heart sing.
That's it. Snap your fingers, Senator.
All right.
That's
come
it.
Back to New York, Wild Thing.
That's it.
Press ahead, Wild Thing. Think young, Wild Thing.
A few seconds ago, that sky was red. Now the dark is settling in. Didn't last long, did it? Sweet bird song, it fills the sky. Then a yellow feather fly. Oh, didn't last long. A few months ago, the market was high. Now it's on an endless slide.
No, that didn't last long, and maybe you're lucky about that. An hour goes by pretty quickly, though. It's not quite an hour yet. It's got another 12 minutes to go. I've got a trick or two up my sleeves. Belinda was in the house, but I've been letting things play for a while. I wanted to catch up on things. That was Bird Mancini. Didn't last long, did it? From their Tuning In, Tuning Out CD of 2012. Fine local band. Fine local band. Before that, Senator Bobby from 1968 with his take on Wild Thing, though it wasn't actually Bobby Kennedy. It was obviously somebody imitating him, but he did that record under the name Senator Bobby, and that's all the credits are on that. A single that says Senator Bobby. A brand new CD from Anna Finnegan called Roses and Victory. We heard Fortune Cookie. That just came out this year. This is 2015 here. I think I meant to type 2016. It came out last month. Bonzo Doodah Dog Band, The Sound of Music. A very bizarre version thereof. Luckily, it was short. And speaking of bizarre versions, we heard from Mrs. Miller doing Strangers in the Night. Nina Simone did Ain't Got No I Got Life from the play Hair. And Fall on Your Sword did Shatner at the Mount, because we had actually a Star Trek thing going at the beginning of this, way back when. Spizzy Negri with a 1979 single, Where's Captain Kirk? And The Firm with Star Trekkin'. That was a long set. Well, back to that Bowie tribute album right now. There's an instrumental track, It's a Life on Mars. Coming up next will be another local act, more or less. The guy's name is Rob Skinner, and he did a play back in January of 2015, a vaudeville thing called Sigmund and Me. And he did a lot of parodies of popular songs, including the song Let It Be by the Beatles, except he did a version called Google Me. And that'll be coming up next to end our little silly hour here. And after that, it'll be another silly version of a song well known that maybe Belinda will tell you about, and maybe she won't. But she'll be here after that for 2 hours of the silliest programming imaginable. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, Phone Medford. Diane wanted to correct me. It's 2 hours of the silliest programming imaginable. So much silliness that you could shake your stick at. But right now, we'll hear from Rob Skinner, who's a lawyer by trade. This is just a side thing that he does here on WMFO in Medford.
Built the internet, he cured us of all modesty. We let it all hang out now. Google me. I'm an exhibitionist. You've got voyeuristic tendencies. It's a sick match made in heaven. Google me. Google me, and you'll see I've abandoned privacy. I can't stand anonymity. Google me. My ego itch cannot be scratched. by a simple web biography. LinkedIn is just boring, you'd agree. I have an urge to show you more of my awesome personality. Most of it's not true, of course, just puffery. Google me and you'll see how fascinating I can be. My YouTube views are growing steadily. Google me, it's all free. I'm abandoning privacy. Rescue me from anonymity, Google me. Here's the thing, this is key. How do I say this gracefully? If you want to be freaking blown away, Google me. But at least I have my limits. I don't post to Facebook freakishly. Those people have a problem, seriously. Look, I don't care what you ate for dinner, or that your cat is now worm-free. I don't care that you pooped today, honestly. We're not the same, them and me. I do my posts with decency. You see, the difference is, well, I'm interesting. Google me. Google me and you'll see how fascinating I can be. Yes, I talk about myself all day, but cleverly. Google me and you'll see part of my online legacy. And it won't get you in trouble like pornography. Let's hear it for the band.
I will be king. And you like that catfish can smell. No, nothing, nothing keep us together. We can be set forever and we can be.